It's amazing how much impact you have in America, and everything you say becomes a national story. And the story that was picked up recently is that you talked about brainwashed blacks holding up the success of black people. Can you clarify what you meant with that?
Exactly what I said. You know, there's this perception, you know, we're talking about Russell Wilson. There's a faction of black people, you know, I grew up with these guys. When you try to do well in school, they tell you you're acting white. When you speak intelligent, they're telling you you're acting white. We should have more black kids speaking correctly. We should have more black kids going to college, getting great jobs. You know, part of the problem is we teach, that's one of the reasons I made the role model commercial. We tell blacks unless they can play, be entertainers or jocks, they're not successful. We can be doctors, lawyers, engineers, teachers, firemen, policemen. But there's a perception among some black people, and I got more support now than I got negativity. I know some of the, that's like them jackasses in who are looting. Those aren't real black people. Those are scumbags. No, real black people, they're not out there looting. I just watched a great story on CNN where a bunch of folks, really amazing folks, wouldn't let them burn down an establishment.
Store, yeah.
It was a great story. You know, I was in Philly this summer when I saw four black kids went in a store and left money when nobody was in the store. But unfortunately, the way the media portrays a lot of black people, we only put the negative black people on television, Mike. We don't put the good, hard-working black people. And that's what I said, and that's what I meant. There's a perception among some black people, you're not a thug, a hood rat. You don't wear your pants down by your ass. You're not black enough. And they always holding us back, plain and simple. And I ain't shedding up, and I ain't backing down.
Well, and you never do. So let's, since you brought up Ferguson, let's bring that up because we've been talking about it in the first hour of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Your reaction to the reaction in Ferguson, now me as a white person, I see that as a reflection of black America's mistrust of white authority and the American judicial system. And I mean, to me, it was going to happen because there's just no trust out there. How did you see that whole situation?
Well, I thought it was really unfortunate. Like I say, I need to really read the grand jury because, you know, Mike, we live in a quick story media, social network situation. You know, I'm hearing things today I haven't heard at all. You know, that even the black witnesses said this guy came 20 feet at the officer. They were fighting inside the car and two bullets went off. You know, I didn't know the kid came. I mean, the blood splatter, so the guy came at the cop 20 feet. I'm not saying who's right or wrong. I'm just hearing the true story that came out of the grand jury investigation.
Yeah, the evidence would lead you to believe that the officer acted properly. But the mistrust, black people aren't going to ever see that. And that's where the problem lies.
Well, but let me just say this, man. I think we have to be we. I know I'm black, but I'm going to try to always be honest and fair. We have to be really careful with the cops, man, because if it wasn't for the cops, we'd be living in a wild, wild west in our neighborhoods. I think we can't pick out certain incidents that don't go our way and act like the cops are all bad. I hate when we do that because think about it. Do you know how bad some of these neighborhoods would be if it wasn't for the cops? Listen, and first of all, it's always great to play Monday morning quarterback. Like, he shot him a lot. Like, well, if you got a gun and you're fighting with somebody, you're not going to shoot him once. You're going to pull the trigger X amount of time. Like I say, I don't know what happened in Ferguson. Nobody knows what happened. I want to take the time, as a responsible person, read the grand jury statement. Like I say, I didn't know they got to fight inside the car. That what tells me something like, wow, there's two shots in the car, and it's been proven that the young kid came toward this guy for, I want to say, 22 feet. I didn't know that until this morning because the media has rushed. You know, I can't believe anything I hear on television even.
Well, you got to understand that most of this evidence, though, is coming from the mouth of the police officer, that there isn't a witness
But there's forensic evidence.
Yeah, the forensic evidence would indicate that he acted properly, but he's also telling the story. And I don't know, like, the other witness.
But I'm saying, I was, three or four witnesses who were black said exactly what the cops said. See, that's why I don't like talking about racial stuff with the media, because, like, they love this stuff. They love to see a great, not even a great story. They controversy sells, unfortunately. It's just an awful situation. A young kid got killed. Man, the cops are the last line of defense. We shouldn't just jump to conclusions.
No, I got
cops.
You. I got you. And again, but we're going to jump to conclusions, especially Black America, because of situations in the
that.
Past.
They should not do that, Mike.
No, you're right. It's hard.
They don't jump to conclusions when Black people kill each other. It's like part of their everyday life. Mike, you know I'm in Philadelphia all summer. It makes me sad every single day that I see this Black-on-Black crime. I mean, it really makes me sad. Like I say, I'm in Philadelphia all summer. You know that. I'm there 4 months a year. Mm-hmm. It really makes me sad every single day. Not one day, not Monday, not Wednesday. Every single day, Black-on-Black crime is an epidemic. And nobody goes crazy. And like I say, I don't know what happened, man. I'm just going to go by the evidence, forensic evidence. But that being said, there's no excuse for those people to be out there burning down people's business, burning up police cars. That serves no purpose.